of this chapter is called as Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga. The yoga of threefold division of Shraddha, faith. Faith is a very loose translation for this word Shraddha. Shraddha means having developed faith in the words of the Guru or the Shastra, one applies oneself consistently, persistently till one reaches the goal. That effort that one continues till one reaches the goal with faith is called Shraddha. It's not just faith. Right? And this faith.
No, you just said faith.
Faith with which one continues to put in effort in realizing the words of the scripture. Not giving up in between. That kind of a faith. It's not that I also believe in Vedanta, but my life totally is completely different. You know, I don't do anything according to what Vedanta, but I have faith. I believe. Not that faith. Faith means deeper significance. With faith plus consistency plus conviction, one functions in life. That's called Shraddha. So, this chapter has about 28 verses, and these 28 verses are divided into 6 topics by Swamiji to see the thought flow, to understand the thought flow. So the first topic is from verses 1 to 7 where Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, Shraddha, faith is discussed. Faith is also of 3 types. Shraddha emanates from your vasanas. And from your vasana, the mind emanates, and mind is of three temperaments: sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Accordingly, one's faith can be sattvic, one's faith can be rajasic, one's faith can be tamasic.
Faith.
Faith means shraddha in the context.
How can you have rajasic faith?
He's going to talk about it. What is rajasic faith? What is tamasic faith? He's talking about. He's going to say when he talks about tamasic faith, those people who worship Preta, Bhuta and Preta, ghosts, spirits. Rajasic people are those who worship, he's going to talk about them, those who are going to worship demigods. And Sattvic people are those who worship the divine beings and beyond Brahma. He's going to talk about all that.
But they say black magic.
Yes. So that's what he's going to say. That faith. Tamasic, Rajasic or Sattvic.
Like a person believes and that's why he practices.
Yes. And then also the food that they consume. What food one consumes comes under 3 categories. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. That is from verses 8 to 10. And then the sacrifice, the yajna. The sacrifice that one performs is a sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. That is the next topic from verse 11 to 13. Then from 14 to 19, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, austerity, tapas. One practices tapas in a tamasic way or rajasic way or sattvic way. If it is with scriptural injunction, then it will be sattvic. The tapas itself will be energizing tapas. Whereas tamasic and rajasic tapas is not energizing. Then sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, dhana, gift. But once if you consider yourself to be spiritual, you do all these things. Yajna, dhana, tapas. Spiritual person does yajna. Spiritual person does tapas. Spiritual person does dhana. It will fall under sattvic category, provided it is in line with scriptural injunction. Otherwise it will not fall under sattvic category. It will fall under rajasic and tamasic category. Even in the previous chapter we saw, even if a demonic person by chance does spiritual sacrifices, he will do it to fulfill his own desires. And he will do it for need, for pain. We discussed that, no? In that context only I also said that something in the little discussions, even you asked the clarification, where I said, generally we like to do it in memory of this person or that person, or sometimes not even in that memory of them, even in my own name.
Yeah.
Compared to people who do not do anything, this is fine. But if you really start thinking, you don't have to do it in anybody's name. If you do it for the spiritual thing, it will reach them. See, if you live non-egoistically, keeping the welfare of everybody in mind, and do it as an offering to God, the benefits will reach everybody, your own ancestors, everybody. You understand? So, therefore, apathetic person and tamasic person, they will do things for their need, their popularity. Something, their personal reason is there, gift. Or bina soch ke dege. The gift that is given, he's going to talk about it, to a wrong person at the wrong place and time. It's tamasic. The whole world is very interested in knowing which country has become nuclear empowered. Because who's having the control in that country? Supposing it's a country where all the terrorists take over, then the nuclear weapons will come under their hands and they'll finish the world. One button is enough. So you need to know who you are giving. It's not just giving that makes you spiritual, what a giver.
So you have to be a discerning giver.
Exactly. So if it is in line with the scripture, see, how do you know somebody is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic? Only through the expressions. See, if all of us are sleeping, you wouldn't know who is an engineer, who is a doctor, who is an artist, who is a dancer. You have no idea. Right? But when we wake up, you know, engineer is doing engineering work, dancer is dancing, artist is, painter is painting. So from the actions, you know, from the expressions, you know. So how do you know if there is Shraddha, Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic? From the expressions. The choices of food. Food means any intake. What are your choices? Are you choosing predominantly to just to fulfill your sensual appetite? Or to keep you in a state of ecstasy? Dullness?
Dullness?
Yeah, you take certain drugs. You intake certain drugs, what does it do?
Dull your brain. Dull your intellect.
You... grapes. You eat the grapes as it is.
What do you do?
Instead of that,
you...
what do you do? Well, nothing. You don't want to take grapes, but you like wine. So, he's talking about all that.
Intake.
From that you know. What are you? Are you sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? What type of food?
No, but like...
what type of yajna? What type of sacrifices do you do? Do you sacrifice to the gods and then eat the remnants of it? Or do you sacrifice for name, fame?
So the whole thing is about your internal intention, which only you know.
Yes, that's why he's talking about it. So when Arjuna is going to ask this question in the beginning, he's going to ask, if somebody is following spiritual practices, but not necessarily in accordance with the scriptural injunction, would that fall under sattvic, rajasic, tamasic? He's asking this question.
That's
why we say, you should learn and live your life. See, spiritual means very simple. You understand that you are a small circle, you have to identify with bigger circle. So the ego should be more and more dissolved. Then it will become spiritual activity. But the ego is going to be more and more emphasized and projected. There is not much importance to God, there is more importance to
But normally we all like to be praised. We all like to hear good things about ourselves.
It's a rajas in you.
It's a rajas in you.
Per se, liking to hear good things about you per se is not wrong. But to act upon it.
Yeah, so that can be to one extent, to some extent,
liberated and everything to be controlled. Once you turn spiritual, you control your personal likes and dislikes and do the right things. See, by the way, you may become popular, that's a different matter. But that's don't do it just to become popular.
Intention matters.
Yes. Everything, you know, from that sense. See, when you go to the mandir, ultimately it's becoming one with the divinity.
Yeah.
Right? The ego should be slowly, slowly dissolved. Mm. But if ego is being more and more pronounced, what sort of spiritual practice is that? So even the spiritual practice, he wants name. He wants name. That's what he said in the 16th chapter. Demonic person. Dhamma, Dharpa, he talked about it. So that is rajas. An hostility, tapas. When you do tapas, if you are doing sense control, you feel more energetic. If you are doing sense denial, after the tapas you will feel very weak. See, that is why the name, for example, for fasting is called upavas. Upavas means upavas, staying closer to divinity. So your thoughts should stay closer to divinity. As a result, your thoughts themselves are not going towards the material things and you take very minimum. And keep yourself energized to focus on the heart. But on the contrary, people do tapas, which makes them more losing energy more.
You're eating sabudana ka bada
and this and that. During the fast?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the people who keep fast, they eat so much. They put on
all the hotels are offering fast honey.
And what is this?
During Ramadan
and all.
And in that kitchen
all the time.
It's a non-veg kitchen.
Okay.
Non-veg is anyway cooked in a hotel kitchen. And your fast honey is coming from that kitchen.
Same kitchen. All rubbish. All drama.
So that's what he's talking about. And then sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, dana.
Dana.
Dana, gift. The gift should uplift both the giver and the taker. The donor and the doni should be uplifted.
But if you are
should not be done mechanically, just for name, you know.
It should also
just
be
for the class also. Puja asked me, does the institute that we run, Commander, CSR, still sometimes. We do get some people supporting us through CSR, right?
Yeah.
So now why this government has, the rule has been made that 2% of the profit of the organization should be spent in CSR activities.
Mm.
But when you genuinely do it, the rule is good. See, why when you donate to an institute which is doing this kind of work, which has been given APG certificate and all, because end of the day government is supposed to do that only, no? So if some other NGO is doing it, government gives them. If you give them also you get some tax benefit. So from the tax money that you pay to the government, government is supposed to do this. So if you are giving money to the institutes which are already doing this, government says you get the exemption. Whichever way you do it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right. Basically, collective responsibility we all have for this society.
It's very good.
So we are running our businesses here. We are taking it from this. So we do something to uplift this and environment. So, what happens is over a period of time it starts becoming little mechanical.
True.
See, I'll tell you one example. Sometimes people come to us and say, sir, I want to give every year this much contribution to your industry. Every year. Whatever it is, it's amount, whatever is their capacity. The thought is nice. But you know what happens is, sometimes we explain to them, we say, listen, it's a good thought. Fine, you do whatever. But what happens over a period of time is, slowly it starts becoming little mechanical. First year you are so inspired.
Yes.
You give before day.
Yes.
Nobody has to remind you, you give. Second year also like that. Third, slowly what happens, you need to be sent a reminder by that institute.
Yes.
Slowly.
It happens.
Supposing you are not so well or something, but in your company they are not same kind of inspiration is not there, or your son or somebody has taken over, then it becomes a little more mechanical, you know?
Of course.
So we tell them, it's not good for you.
So
it's like when you boil the milk, it pours out, you know? Then giving should be like that, it's a good attitude, and of course you have to make sure to whom you are giving, is it being
utilized properly. What cause are you promoting?
Exactly.
No, but like
it. Exactly. Otherwise, you can mechanically use it.
Yeah.
No, but in this, if you have all intentions, the cause is also good. You've told your person that you have to give every year. Okay, they are not so enthusiastic as you are. But what is wrong if they give it, if they decide to give it on an annual basis?
Nothing wrong. I was only trying to...
It's just like checking out as your value.
Annually give it, fine, good. Nothing wrong in that. There are people who give us also annually. But we explain to them that make sure that this vow is maintained. Vow. Because slowly starts becoming little mechanical. So, okay, this month we have to give him a check. Okay, chalo de do.
Who committed it, nobody forced you. Like, what meaning? Exactly. The person has committed it.
That is what I am trying to tell
Don't
you.
Commit.
Over a period of time it starts becoming little mechanical.
And
Vis-a-vis that organization, it's not like the first time you send them the check.
That's all you're saying. It's like mechanical, you know. It's like it has to go. It can happen to many places. See, for example, you say, okay, this much money will go to the temple or some school or whatever, right, every month, right, first or second. So what happens, supposing, it should be like, with that feeling and willingness you should give every month. But that to maintain that feeling and willingness every month is not easy. Unless you are in that level of spirit, a lot of people quit mechanically over a period of time. It becomes mechanical.
Yeah.
Therefore we say, please ask you, whatever you can give, it's better you give now. Maybe much more if you give every year, it's a different matter. Right, so what we said is, this year if you feel, you feel that you can give this much. Not only to any institute, but any school, college or temple, mosque, church, whatever it may be. If you feel this year I can give this much, give. Now supposing next year you can give more, please give. Mm. More. Within you, you can have this commitment of giving this, that. But it should not be that I told only every year I'll give this much or only this much. No, next year supposing you want more and you feel like giving more, you give. The bhava is what is more important. You understand? And of course, another thing that is important is to find out to whom you are giving. Is it going to uplift the society? It's not that mechanically you do. Why? Tomorrow, if supposing you don't want to give, what do I commit and what do you do? Don't do that. Why are you putting yourself in such a pressurized condition? Today you feel like giving, give to that institute, to that cause. Within you, you can make the commitments. That's fine. Are you with me? But that bhava is important. A lot of places start becoming little mechanical. And when it starts becoming little mechanical, unwillingly giving, you know, it's not good for you. And he'll talk about a lot of things when it comes to the Sattvic brothers in Tamasic Dhana.
Is Vedanta taught in schools?
Not in many schools. Maybe some private schools, the teacher, and not necessarily in this format. Of course, when we go to schools, we do teach them how to be successful, how to prepare for exams, how to face the stress.
You go, but as part of any subject like philosophy or moral science.
We really want to introduce the subject.
We have moral science class in school.
They have a moral science class. It should be
it's compulsory.
Because this is our heritage and Hinduism is the most open religion.
So right.
It's not that tum yehi karo. It gives us so much openness. We can do it in many ways. We can just live by intention if we don't want to do it. Why does the organization talk to Modi ji? Because he's pro all this. So this is the chance that we have right now.
You introduce
it is my chosen for me. It is my chosen way of life. I don't want any bigoted or narrow-minded way of life. So to me, it becomes imperative to say right now to him that this is our time. This is the time we should use government contacts or whatever to promote it. Okay, why do I want to, if my husband, we have a very small company, but today if he told me, okay, I've got this small amount of CSR, why did I choose Vedanta? My reason was, everything starts from the thinking. Yes, we will give people to eat, we will do so much as we can do, but if you can change the mindset for now and for the future, then that is a very good cause to give.
See, that is what they are trying to say, the fundamental thing that will change the whole thing slowly but consistently.
This knowledge
will make the person think and develop higher values. These are essential.
Agreed.
Nothing happens.
But it's the other way also in schools also.
In schools, they are already well fed.
I'm talking about school.
Yeah.
I started in that
schools, they already well fed. They are
lovely, but the answer is not.
She's not talking about food, she's talking about teaching them.
No. Yeah, exactly. In schools. I'm saying if someone is hungry, give them food. I'm not saying no paisa to wo kare.
But in school,
that is the first thing.
In school, the biggest problem would be religion.
No, but then Swamiji and all can do now. What can we even do on that level?
She's right. They immediately bring in the religious angle and say, that's the difficulty.
But I said the word philosophy, not religion.
They will not agree. They are not agreeing. They are crying. They are having problems. That's why, in fact, I've said, it's not then. In the process, it cannot happen. I mean, it's not happening. They have been trying.
Because what we are saying is not religion, actually.
It is God we are trying to convince them, but nobody wants to build a gap. Somebody has to build a gap.
Everything is word politics. Nobody is interested. It's all word politics.
Come under religion.
So come back to the text.
Yes.
Right? Don't get lost.
Let's clock, please don't go by it.
It's always
long time. I'm going by that.
Yeah. So I did not stop. No, clock is my
No, but maybe at least the awareness is there. Maybe one day in front of one of us, a small chance may come. Who knows?
Swamis are doing the classes have started. I mean, people are doing.
You have these private classes.
Some individual schools, they have problems for talks, we don't give them talks.
Yeah,
A lot of people are doing it.
So, from the expressions, he is talking about sattvic annam, food, rajasic food, tamasic food. What is your intake? And sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, yajna, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, tapas, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, dhana. Right? So you have taken food to survive. Right? So is this sattvic, rajasic or tamasic food? What are you inclined towards? Based on that again he is going to say who is sattvic, who is rajasic, who is tamasic. And then, yajna, how a sattvic person will do, how a rajasic person will do, how a tamasic person will do. All this sattvic will be in line with the injunctions of the scriptures. Everything that is rajasic and tamasic will not be in line with the injunction of the scriptures. And then, last topic, 23-28, Om Supreme Tat. That, Tat reality, Asat Anirat. So what is the reality and what is Anirat? And all the rituals and everything start with Om Tatsat, end with Om Tatsat. Because every ritual, why is it being done? What is the ultimate purpose? Is it to grow my individual name fame or is it to grow my spiritual evolution? See, when we say the word culture, in medicine, in science, you use the word culture for culture test, you see. They try to test and see if there is any growth. Isn't it? So when you say culture, what are you trying to grow? Are you trying to grow the feeling of oneness? Are you trying to grow the feeling of superiority? That I am more superior than others. What are you trying to grow through these things? Is it the individual that is trying to be grown or is it that total that is trying to be grown? So accordingly again you will know which is spiritual, which is not spiritual. So that's why anything that one does which is in line with scriptural injunction, and when the end, anything auspicious, will start and end with Om Tat Sat. Bhagavad Gita also, every chapter at the end is Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishadsu, which has that. Om Tat Sat. This is to get to that reality. Nothing else. All of us keep coming, going, coming, going. We don't do it for our personal upliftment. Total upliftment, we are part of it, so we also get uplifted. It should not be for just the name, fame, power, position, etc. So with this, let's get to verse number 1, chapter 17.
अर्जुन उवाच एषा प्रविधिमृत्रज्य यजन्ते श्रद्धयान्विताः तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्ण सत्त्वमाहोरजस्तमः अर्जुन उवाच एषा प्रविधिमृत्रज्य यजन्ते श्रद्धयान्विताः तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्ण सत्त्वमाहोरजस्तमः
Arjuna Vacha, Arjuna said, Arjuna asked Sri Krishna, because in the previous chapter Sri Krishna in the last few verses emphasized that one must align his life in line with scriptural injunctions. Right? So he's asking now, those who worship, those who do practice rituals, worship, but casting aside the scriptural ordinance, they don't do the practice of rituals and everything in line with scriptural ordinance. Endowed with Shraddha, they have some faith, that's why they are doing it. Right. On a new year, if you go to any temple of review, you will not be able to get in. So much crowd. Balaji, Tirupati, if you go on a new year, you're finished. Hardly any place, you can't go in. Right? Some faith is there. So he is asking, they are endowed with faith. But they are doing practices, but they are not in line with scriptural ordinance. What indeed is their state, O Krishna? State of mind, O Krishna? Is it sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic? So people who do mechanical rituals, my father did it, my grandfather did it, so I am also doing it without thinking. Something more, chalo, karenge. You know? Some faith, some belief you have, some belief system, you carry on. So Krishna is being asked by Arjuna, is it sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic? What kind of faith is that? Because it's not in line with scriptural injunction. This is a question that Arjuna is asking. What kind of faith is that? The quality of worship. How do we know whether it is sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic? The 23rd verse of chapter 16 that we saw last, he says, those who pursue desires, casting aside the scriptural injunction, because if you are following scriptural injunction, you don't follow desires. See, as a human being, you have a choice. Either to follow the higher propensities or the lower propensities. The scriptural injunctions always tell you to follow the higher propensities. You go to the Guru, Guru always helps you to shift towards the higher. But the mind always wants to go towards the lower. You understand? So if you are not in alignment with the scriptural injunction, then you do things for your selfish desires. So he says, those who do it for the selfish desires, casting aside scriptural ordinance, they neither get success nor happiness or spiritual enlightenment. No peace of mind, no success, no material success or mental peace, nor they move towards goal of Atma. It's of no use. Therefore one has to follow the scriptural ordinance. So therefore he said you must daily study, understand scripture and align yourself in line with scripture. The scripture will then try to align you to the higher. Why are we doing this? Will this reduce our desire or is it going to increase our desire? Are we going to increase our samsara or are we going to reduce? All of us are creating more and more samsaras because of lack of clarity. Scriptures will give us the clarity. See, we keep talking about technique of living, Vedanta is nothing but a technique of living. What is this technique of living? Technique of living means you contact the world with your equipment. But having contacted, first of all, why is contacting? You contact with happiness, peacefully, and you come out of the contacts with no mental burdens. But today you contact the world and you come back more agitated. You go around the world, tour, and come back Oh my God, very tiny, very tiny. I don't know. And it takes another 10 more days for you to
recover. You know what everybody says? That going on a holiday means you come home and you have to need 10 days to recover from a holiday.
No,
you
so, need to take a holiday to get over
no. Holidays are too tiring.
We have to put the fans on because we are having to shout.
Ring the bell up from where you
are. Even he is having to shout, Guruji.
Where is the bell, yeah?
On your right.
Last time they had put it down, so but I'm finding even you're having to shout. We are also
telling you that
down. And I have to come karo. Take them.
I'm having to shout because of two reasons. One is that AC, as you rightly said.
Yeah, no, the fan is
AC fan.
That's one.
Second is because of all of you. Because you are all starting to talk to each other. And I have to shout beyond that. Yes. These are two reasons.
Sometimes we also have to express.
No.
Now get back.
Yeah. So we go on holiday, come back with more stress. You conduct the wedding and after the wedding is over, you want some time to recoup. You're so stressed.
Yeah.
So tired. You do anything for that matter. You go to work and come back.
Okay, I'm
you
right.
You look forward for Friday evening. You don't live your life with knowledge. You are leading yourself propelled by desires. And that is precisely why you come back
to knowledge, so intelligence.
But the desire is getting fulfilled, so why should you feel...
You fulfill one desire, 10 million will start.
Yeah.
We started
like
at the beginning.
On a holiday.
We started at the beginning of this text, the second chapter, the formula for happiness. Happiness is equal to number of desires fulfilled to the ratio of number of desires entertained.
Okay.
Numerator is number of desires fulfilled. Denominator is number of desires entertained. So you live your life in such a way that you fulfill 10 desires, but you have entertained 1000 desires. So you come back with 1 by 1000. You come back with fraction of happiness, not happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Whole number the fraction. 10 by 1000 is 1 by 100. You fulfilled 10 desires, but came back with 1000?
Yeah.
So obviously, all the 1000 desires cannot be fulfilled. Right? All those 1000 desires cannot be fulfilled. So you will be frustrated, depressed. And also, to be able to make the most of it without going by your capacity, you tire yourself more. You run to fulfill your desires. Like burning the candles on both sides. Obviously, you come back tired. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then blame the holiday for it. It's not the holiday, it's the mind.
Yes,
please understand. The balance is, if your senses and mind are roving in the world, you will not have balance. You need to do the tadasana. You do vrikshasana and tadasana, all these asanas in yoga. Vrikshasana means the tree posture.
Tree posture.
Where the sole of your right foot would be pressed against the left thigh. And then you would be doing namaskar. Taking your hands up and doing namaskar.
That.
You want to be balanced in one leg. And when you are doing that, you will find you will be able to balance when your focus is on something.
Otherwise it goes.
If your focus is going in all directions, you cannot balance.
Swami, you do yoga.
So if you balance, only then do you
focus.
I mean, only if you focus, you will be able to balance. But if your desires are going in all directions, you lose balance.
Yeah. It always.
So we are living our life mainly propelled by desires. The same thing we do when it comes to rituals also. Rituals. See, it is nice if you do you are daily studying yourself. That's what they say, you should do it yourself. But you do not want to do it. You are constantly running after your desires. But mechanically you hire some priest who is doing the puja for you in your house. Or you switch on the tape recorder and the tape recorder is chanting Bhagavad Gita. And you are so busy doing whatever you are doing. Okay, you are not able to chant fine. At least you play the tape recorder and sit beside that and then it's okay. I'm just giving some gross examples to make you understand. But mechanically you switch on the tape recorder and you go for a walk in your house, tape recorder is doing. Some Gita is going on. What benefit is that to anybody? You understand? This is how the world is turning slowly, becoming so ritualistic. So Arjuna is asking this question. He says, a person is worshipping, he has some sort of a faith, but it need not be in line with the scriptures. Cast aside the scriptural arguments. If they have cast aside the scriptural arguments, obviously they are following the mind. Obviously they are following the desires. Does the results then change? What is the nature of such practice? That's his question. This is Shri Krishna's answer.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Tridha Bhavati Shraddha, Tridha Bhavati Shraddha, Dehinam Saswa Bhavaja,
Dehinam
Saswa Bhavaja, Sattviki Rajasi Chaiva, Sattviki Rajasi Chaiva, Tamasi Cheti Tamshrunu, Tamasi Cheti Tamshrunu, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Tridha Bhavati Shraddha, Dehinam Saswa Bhavaja, Sattviki Rajasi Chaiva, Tamasi Cheti Tamshrunu.
The Blessed Lord said, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Blessed Lord said, threefold category the Shraddha belongs to. Threefold is the Shraddha, faith, born of the individual nature, born of the vasanas of the individual, who is embodied in the physical body, one is embodied, and such a person has vasanas, and according to the vasanas, the mind's temperaments, which are three in nature, sattva, rajas and tamas, accordingly faith also would be categorized into three, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. And listen to it thus. I'm going to talk about it now. So, according to individual vasanas, from the vasanas come the mind. And the mind is having three temperaments. So, the individual vasanas are extremely rajasic and tamasic. And the person is most likely to have rajasic and tamasic faith. A very thin sattvic faith would be there in him, because little sattva would be there, but very often seldom we go by rajas and tamas. We should be able to control that and give it to a rajas. That's the difficult part. Our mind is saying take it, go. But the intellect is saying no, that's not the right thing. How many of us have the courage to follow the intellect? Majority fall for the mind. So Shraddha is an expression of individual's vasanas. Inner nature, innate tendency of inclination. Somebody is interested in painting because they have vasanas for painting. Somebody is interested in something else because they have that vasana. So Shraddha is coming from the individual's vasana. Right? And you collected these vasanas from your past actions. And based on that, you can categorize whether somebody is doing sattvic, rajasic or tamasic faith. With sattvic, rajasic or tamasic faith, what is it? Next.
Sattva-nurupa-sarvasya Shraddha-bhavati-bharata Shraddha-bhavati-bharata Shraddha-mayoyam-purushah Shraddha-mayoyam-purushah Yojashraddha-sa-evasah Yojashraddha-sa-evasah Sattva-nurupa-sarvasya Shraddha-bhavati-bharata Shraddha-mayoyam-purushah Yo, yes, Shraddha sa eva saha. The Shraddha faith of everyone is in accordance to one's nature, O Bharata. according to one's nature. What? Shraddha. Shraddha of everyone is in accordance with everyone's nature, vasanas. O Bharata, O Arjuna, a man is made up of this Shraddha faith. He is really what his Shraddha faith is. So now, the Shraddha comes from the sum total of your vasanas. Right? Now, how do you apply it? You will, in the field that you apply with consistency, that is with what you will make your new vasanas. You have Rajasic and Tamasic vasanas also, and Sattva, Sattvic also. But whichever vasanas are you consistently following, that alone will grow. We say, no, in whichever field you invest time and effort, you grow in that field. You need to spend time and effort in any field. If you started business, then you have to have some sort of a bhakti based. Time and effort should be spent there. You can't start and be somewhere else. This will go for a toss. Isn't it? So Shraddha, a man is verily what his Shraddha is. And he says, whichever field, if you apply yourself in Sattva consistently, you will develop Sattvic faith. If you apply consistently in Rajasic, you will develop Rajasic. Apply consistently in Tamasic, you develop Tamasic. Where do you apply yourself consistently? So that is why we say, keeping in company with Sattvic people, Guru, scriptures, will help you to do consistently the Sattvic practices. Because it's very easy, otherwise you will slip. Then you become consistent in your Rajasic and Tamasic. Then a man will be verily according to his Shraddha. That's what he's saying. So he says, Shraddha defines a person. Mold individual personality. Individual possesses inherent talent, be it sport or music or philosophy. But his talent does not find expression without Shraddha. It remains unmanifest. And when he applies Shraddha, he becomes a sportsman, musician or philosopher. So to be able to apply yourself in Sattvic field, you need the scriptural injunctions.
Okay.
Next verse. Yajante Sattvika Devan, Yajante Sattvika Devan, Yaksharaksham Sirajasaha, Yaksharaksham Sirajasaha, Pretan Bhutaganam Chanye, Pretan Bhutaganam Chanye, Yajante Tamasajanaha, Yajante Tamasajanaha, Yajante Sattvika Devan, Yaksharaksham Sirajasaha, Pretan The Sattvic worship the gods. Rajasika, the Yakshas, demigods, and Rakshasa, demons. The other people, Tamasika, worship the gods and hosts of spirit. The object of worship, from that you can know what kind of faith you have. These people who want to destroy others, they go to these ghosts and spirits. You understand? All this black magic and all that they do to destroy others. So the intention is to destroy Tamasika people, go to the extent of even destroying others. And
with the help. With the help of worship.
All this kind of worshiping.
Spirits.
Yeah. Right? Basically. And those who want to do welfare to the world, they don't go towards that. And you want money, you go to
a dealer.
Kuber. You go to puja to Kuber. Raksha, Raksha Raksham. You understand? Talking about demigods. Kuber is a demigod. There's a temple in Chennai or Kuber. On a particular day when you go there, too much crowd.
Everybody wants money.
People want to go to places of worship where you believe that the obstacle will be removed and funds will flow. on the day of Shanivar, from Shani Mandir everywhere you will see.
Yes.
Unbelievable crowd and the roads will be blocked. Traffic jam. Because
Shanivar.
No, because they want to remove that. They are only interested in
on Saturday.
Nobody is really interested in offering to the gods. Whereas here it says a Catholic person simply offers to the gods.
Yes.
We already studied in the third chapter. A Catholic person offers to the gods and eats the remnants of sacrifice. A Rajasic person cooks for himself and eats the sin, agitation. A Tamasic person eats without producing.
Eats without?
Producing. Without contributing. Enjoys without contributing. By eliminating my siblings, I will become the sole owner of all the properties my parents have earned. Supposing the thought is there in you. Somehow eliminate the first. Tamasic. You understand? So this is what I'm saying. The object of worship determines whether it is Sattvic, Rajasic or Tamasic. Of course the intention. And the reason that they have this kind of intention, they go to those gods and...
Right.
See? So that's why he says, Tamasic people worship ghosts and spirits. Even today you will find people doing all these things. See, when you are positive, you simply think, what all I should do to grow. You will focus on what has to be done to grow, what are my strengths, what are my weaknesses. How do I go on increasing my strength and eliminating my weaknesses? And start doing the effort in that direction to grow. If you have something else, then you will want to do the other things. Instead of focusing on your work and putting in effort there, you'll start trying to destroy that competition, this competition, that. Let them do whatever they want to continue doing your effort you will do. You are not bothered how much properties that those fellows have taken or got. You are not bothered. You continue putting in effort. You grow. How does it matter what they have done? They flouted the law, they will pay for it. None of your business. See, that focus is something else. So Sattvic people worship gods. Worship means what? Identify with gods. And they offer to gods. God means limited ideas. God means Brahman. Gods means limited goals. So Sattvic people, they offer to limited higher purposes, higher goal. They contribute to the welfare of the society. Even if you go and contribute to the mandir, in the mandir also, it's for the welfare of everybody. You don't go and do things just to get for yourself. And that is the Rajasic thing. Offering to demigods and Rakshasas. Tamasic is offered to the ghosts and spirits. All the negative elements. With an intention to destroy others. And through that try to gain the power. Their thought is negative. That's what I'm trying to say. If you are spiritual, then it will be for the welfare of everybody.
Actually,
not just for you. And tamasic, rajasic is only for you. Tamasic is even the extent of destroying that.
Destroying
that. Eliminate. Go to that extent also.
what is the tantra then? Is it
tantric puja?
Like in rajasic or tamasic?
No, no, tamasic.
That's like black magic.
Tantric is only negative.
In tantric also that division.
Yeah, that I'm asking.
The negative things that people get into is all, even that is not to be used for these things. In fact, karma will come back to you.
As a tantric is only for negative.
Tantric be used for positive.
No, I want to ask you.
Never.
Never. It comes back and hits you, doesn't it?
Oh yes. So tantric is
you
open one door of the universe and
another. You die very badly.
Oh.
See, tantra means technique. Tantra means technique. Right, various techniques, and these techniques are to be given to people who are pure. So first they talk about purifying yourself. Technique, mantra means
like
that which mantra means that which controls the mind.
That means Guruji, the gurus would be a very pure-minded. I mean, if you go by that, because
it should be.
No, but tantric as of. What
no,
is happening?
Okay, he is just telling us. Let us hear. What were you saying completely?
See, mantra means that which controls mind.
Mind.
Manana prayate iti mantra. Tantra means technique.
Ah.
Right. Yantra means what?
Yantra symbol.
You have the yantra, right? The symbol.
The symbol.
Which represents the world, the equipments, the technique of uniting the mind with the equipments and functioning in the world is called tantra.
Can you positive on it?
Tantra.
These are the things that shortcuts and all that the mind goes in, tries to, but end up it comes back.
They say the tantra, tantra.
So you never get into these kind of things.
What does it do?
But there are people who try to get into that. For selfish thing, but it comes back to them.
No, but tantric puja which they do on somebody else.
That's negative.
That is negative.
Not supposed to do it for negative, but they do it.
Can you do tantric for positive? That is my question. Or you just not use
then it's not called tantric. It's called something else.
Achha.
Within tantra, there are many things.
Yeah.
And there are things that are given only for the spiritual upliftment. But people are doing it for other reasons.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So tantric can be positive if it's used properly. Technique.
Yes.
It's like a knife. You can use it for cutting vegetables. You can use it to stab a person, right?
But some of the negative things are also there. Which is what a lot of people get into. Try to get the benefits immediately.
So if they want quick.
Ultimately it destroys them.
Yeah. Because we only hear of tantric in a very negative
way.
People use it, for being
negative. It's a technique through which you evolve. Not devolve. Mostly they use it for divinity. See, if I give power to a person who is not yet mature, what will happen?
Yeah. It will be used.
It will be
exactly used. This is exactly what is happening.
Okay.
If I want to use my contacts for my selfish reasons, I do that. Right. Or do I use the contacts for the welfare of the world? What is that you do?
Mm-hmm.
List of contacts that you have. So what is happening is, a lot of these people who get into these things, they themselves don't have such a higher goal. They just want to learn and make a living. Some power, and those other people who go to them, they give that, and it's actually very.
They embrace them with the limited power they have.
Yes.
And we, being normal human beings, we get impressed.
No. You also go for those kind of things only. To them.
It has, When one is weak.
That's why the guru who's worth the name will not give these things to you unless you have, he has made sure
your goal
that you are mature.
And your goal is
to be able to learn those techniques.
Yeah.
Otherwise you will start using it for many wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So today in the world it has become like this because that is what everybody is trying to do for wrong things, not for the right reasons.
The thinking is not.
Everybody wants to get that power. For what? So that I can control people.
Yeah.
You know, I can command this, I can command that.
Feeling.
I can get a Z-plus security, this, that. Basically to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And power you should have to be able to help others.
Mm-hmm. It should be channelized in that.
Yeah. But unfortunately it goes into the wrong hands. So let's continue. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Kayena Vacha Manasendriyeva Buddhyatmanava Prakriteswabhavat Karomi Adhya Sakalam Parasmahe Narayana Eti Samarpayami. Thank you.